Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परम पर्वताचार्य श्रीवान गेश श्री भक्ति विधान स्वामी प्रभात की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परम पर्वताचार्य भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय। नवाचार दास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितन जयदित सरस्वती गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गुरुवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। जमुना तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त बिंद की जय। ऑल गुड टू अस ऑल गुड टू यू श्री प्रभुपाद परिष्ठ की जय। ऑल गुड टू अस ऑल गुड टू ऑल गुड टू ऑल गुड गुरु गुरु Today we will be talking about Srila Prabhupada. Actually, it is said that by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna, and by mercy of Krishna, we get Guru. It's in Hindi said, Guru Govind dono khade kaake lagun paaye. Guru and Govind both are standing. Whom should I offer obeisances first? बलिहारी जा गुरु की गोविंदियो दिखाए। फाइनली डिसीजन वाज टेकन कि बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द गुरु वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा। सो श्रील प्रभुपाद आई वाज थिंकिंग टू talk about Srila Prabhupada, what he has given. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, his life is, he has prepared throughout his life to give something to us. Lifetime for preparation. At the age of 69, he has gone from here to America, and in America, 1 year he was there. And he was really not sure whether he is coming back to India or he will stay in America. And in 1966, with the help of some American devotees, he he established a society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And that International Society, actually, whatever he has learned throughout his life, I will talk little afterwards about his life, because we know what he has done. Many things we may not be knowing what he has done. But what he has done, the constitution of ISKCON society, he has done on 8 principles. When we read them, it looks like it's very difficult even to read. But I will tell you, it's so simple. If we read those 8 principles which Srila Prabhupada has given for establishing a worldwide society, what one just mentioned in a short, he has given us spiritual purity. We have to be very, very pure if we want to come in a spiritual life. And Krishna is watching every activity of ours. Srila Prabhupada has written one letter in 1972, letter to Sudama, that be pure, sincerely get up in the morning, chant your 16 rounds of Mahamantra. By your purity, Krishna will empower you, and by that empowerment, when you will be preaching, your all problem will be solved. This is the first thing Srila Prabhupada means in the purity. If we are pure, Krishna is watching. And then he has written another letter to Hridayananda Goswami Maharaj. Every center should be a college. Try to understand the subject from all sides. So most important thing in those 8 principles in which ISKCON is established by Srila Prabhupada after having lifetime of preparation. The second point was that we are soul. Because before coming to Krishna conscious movement, we were not knowing. The total Bhagavad Gita is based on the principle that we are soul. And Krishna is super soul. So this point, we are soul. Soul is spiritual. This is part of Krishna. And Krishna is our common father. So soul, something about soul. As we have read, soul is 1 upon 10,000 part of the hair. Recently I got one internet. My brother has sent me, and he has gone the detail of the inside, what is going on in the body. We have billions and millions of cells inside the body, and every cell is working. We have got veins which can take two blood round, in which is connected with our heart, and our blood is circulating by the help of those veins. It's so complicated, I will not go in that detail. That's everything is working in our body because we have soul. And soul is so small, it is spiritual, that's why people cannot see. In Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 2nd verse, Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam Pavitram Paramidam. To understand the science of soul, which is the most important part in life, we have studied all science of material world, but there is no college or institution throughout the world, whether IIT India or MIT America, nobody is teaching the science of soul. Srila Prabhupada has given importance that without understanding soul, which is spiritual, which is part of Krishna, if we cannot understand anything about soul, how can we understand about super soul, Krishna? When Krishna says in Gita that no, even demigod, devtas cannot understand me. Chaturvarnam Maya system. Bahunam janmante gyanman ma prapajante basude savam etisu mahatma sudarlam. Bahunam janmante. Actually, Brahma was not able to understand. Even Indra, he was not able to understand who Krishna is. That's why he created problem in Vrindavan. In Brahma, he had run away with the calves and devotee boys. And he got confused. So they cannot understand how we can understand out Krishna. Janma karma chame devyam jo beti tatva tatva deham punarjumnastu. If we understand, we will understand the purpose of life. We don't know Atma, we don't know Paramatma. And we are moving in this material world, something little material things we are trying to know, which also we don't know. So Prabhupada is teaching us, first is about the we are soul, then we are part of Krishna. We can understand how we are part and how we are soul and how the purity will affect our life. Krishna is cause of all causes, that's the purpose. Srila Prabhupada has gone to Russia for 5 days. Shyam Sundar was with him. And KGB was watching every step of Srila Prabhupada. And in 5 days he came, he made one devotee. understand the see the effect of the preaching of Srila Prabhupada about Krishna consciousness. Now tens of thousands of devotees are there in Russia. So this is potential Srila Prabhupada. Then after soul talking about Krishna is the cause of all causes, and then talking, then Srila Prabhupada talk about the Bhagavad Gita is gist of all Sanatana Dharma. We have not to study all big shastra, we cannot understand. But to understand Bhagavad Gita, we need a guru. In anything in life, we have not learned without the help of some guide. ABCD, music, driving, computer, anything. We need guide. So to understand Bhagavad Gita, we need guru. Now guru we will get if we have sincere desire. Then Krishna will send guru. We cannot find out guru by our material calculation. Otherwise we will get that type of guru only, what type of we are. Lobhi guru, lalchi chela, bhai narakma thelam thela. Vaise hi guru, vaise hi chela. If you are not right person, if you have not understood this subject, what type of guru you will find? What is happening in the society? It's a mercy of Sri Prabhupada. We got association of pure devotees here. This is very special case in ISKCON movement. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, it is 10,000 years. These are the golden age for Kali Yuga. So Bhagavad Gita is a gist, as I said, of all shastra. And one of the most important part in Bhagavad Gita is Varnashram Dharma. Without understanding the philosophy of Varnashram Dharma, we cannot run this material world. So that is the thing, still not. Srila Prabhupada has done something, but this part is still not complete. Then after Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada said, you need a spiritual master. This is the sixth point. From purity, for coming to soul, from coming to Krishna, the final cause of all causes, then talking about Gita. Gita is the gist of all Sanatana Dharma, and then giving that spiritual master will teach us the Vedic literature. He will give us answer of all our questions on the basis of Shastra. So we need guidance. And that will come from a spiritual master. Sixth point. And seventh point in those is very simple. Before you eat food, yagya shastras no shante mucchante bhujyante tyagam papam chupachanta atmakarma. Offer it to Lord, patram pushpam phalam tome. First offer to Lord and then eat prasad. That is sixth principle. Seventh principle is, whatever work we are doing, we must see to it that work is connected with Krishna. Anything we are doing, if it is not connected with Krishna, it is, Bhagavatam says, it's a sram eva kevalam. It's a wastage of time. Whether you understand it today or at the end of life. any karma which we are doing, sometimes people are thinking that no, let me do little work, hard work, let me earn little more money, one day then I will take Krishna consciousness. You cannot change your bhagya, destiny, by your own efforts. And Bhagavatam says, 7.7.42, any endeavor you make to change your destiny, the material endeavor, the solution will bring you new problem which will be worse than the original problem. We cannot do anything in this material world without the mercy of the Lord. So whatever we do, Krishna should be the partner to that, our activity. Other that activity itself will bring us down. And last, for simple, chant Hare Krishna. And this Mahamantra will give you love of God. Merely by chanting, Srila Prabhupada tried here 33 years, not even a single person was interested. And when one year he has gone to America, by the help of Srimati Murarji, when he has gone to Srimati Murarji's office, he was requesting Srimati Murarji, please, your ship Jaldut is going to America. If you please allow me to go in that ship to America. At that time, Srimati Murarji said, you are like my father. I will not allow my father like guru to go to America, which is very cold and you are too old and you will die there if you will go. Prabhupada was leaving office. He was standing on the gate, tears in his eyes. And he said, you have called me father. A father is requesting the daughter, please allow me. Go to America. Because I am going to die there or I am going to die here. But if I will die in America, at least I will feel I have fulfilled the desire of my Guru Maharaj. Srimati Murarji was also crying. And she immediately called Mr. Pandey. Choksi gave instruction, make all possible arrangements in this Jaldut for the Maharaj. And by this method, he has gone to America. He has taught pure love of God to those hippies. And
those hippies, when they came to India after taking training from Srila Prabhupada, how Prabhupada has given his life to them, how he was, if we go deep in that, the Bhavari, the way he lived in that condition. But they were so much indebted by the purity of Srila Prabhupada, they become pure. This chanting of Hare Krishna is so pure, they became pure. By the purity of those devotees, they came to India. I was sitting in my club, playing cards, 14th January 1978. In Kharjim Khana. I read in Times of India at that time, Hare Krishna Mandir is opening today, 14th January, full page advertisement, two pages combined. I said, let me see, what is this? And one person was talking to another person, that's the only thing I have heard, because I was never going to temple even. Ram Tulsidas, one devotee, was talking to another person, not to me. He was telling, in this material world there is no happiness. Dukhalaya Sashvatam. A fish can never be happy out of water. If you want to be happy, you are Atma. If we Atma is out of our body, we are dead. If you want to be happy, give food for your Atma. Just like if you want to make fish happy, connect the fish back to water. Fish can never be happy out of water. Whatever type of facility you may give her, she is uncomfortable. In the same way, in your Atma, anything you give this Atma, it's a foreign atmosphere. You have tons of money, you have big buildings, air condition, car, bungalow, latest mobile, everything. This is all foreign for Atma. Give Atma the food. And then he said, chanting the holy name of Lord. From that day I started chanting. I was lucky to have association of devotees like Tamal Krishna Goswami, by Giriraj Swami, many others of that level. When I asked Maharaj, His Loneliness Sarana Swami Maharaj, many people have made tremendous progress. I have seen before me, I am in movement for 42 years. I have not made that progress. I know. Maharaj said, should I tell you honestly? Yes, Maharaj. Maharaj said that you got opportunity to meet top people of the Hare Krishna movement. And
And they were need of you because there was a court case at that time, very heavy court case, in which 13 devotees were arrested without any fault of anybody in the temple. There was fight between watchmen and the suti. I will not go in that. That will take 1 hour otherwise. At that time, I was also not a, I was not a criminal, I am not a criminal lawyer. But somehow or other, devotee came to my residence 12 o'clock at night. And they say, we are in great difficulty. And I have temple today, they are in my garage. Many devotees were sleeping that night there. Morning, somehow or other Krishna gave me intelligence. I engaged the best two lawyers of India, Marjwan Istri and P.R. Vakil. And by the help of those two top lawyers, we got the complete matter was, police manipulated everything. With the help of local Hindus. Because Hindus were not interested that these foreigners should teach us our Sanatana Dharma. And they were thinking they are CIA agent. It was all Krishna's plan to make Hare Krishna movement famous. 200 papers published. Hare Krishnas are this and that, murderers. And finally when the matter. Now lakhs of people are coming Hare Krishna Mandir at Juhu Radharas Vihari. Every day. Krishna wanted this thing to happen. Nothing happened without the mercy of Lord. Krishna wanted this movement to spread in India. So he created that situation. Just like Maharaj Parikshit will commit such a silly mistake to put a snake in the neck of the Rishi. Because Krishna wanted that Srimad Bhagavatam should come. So curse was given and within 7 days you will die. And Parikshit Maharaj, you know, he took 7 days, he died before he died. He died before he died, means he died for the material world before 7 days. Cut off his complete relationship to the material world and he was listening 7 days about Krishna. Raja Parikshit was listening from Sukadeva Goswami at Srimad Bhagavatam was given. So this incident of Guju made Hare Krishna movement famous in India. And so because it was class of Krishna's plan, because Srila Prabhupada wanted, Prabhupada prepared for this purpose throughout his life. As I said, it total life was he was preparing. He was not successful, but that was Krishna's plan. If he was successful in India, he would have stayed here only. He tried his best. How much he has suffered when he was preaching in Vrindavan, in Delhi. He was fainted on the road, distributing in 10 paisa one. Though he he met his Guru Maharaj in 1922. He was born in 1896. He was preparing. But his family people were not giving, cooperating. His wife was not interested. He sold out all his, whatever he has written, and sold it in waste paper people, and purchased some biscuit and tea biscuits. Family people. I tell you something very heavy. In court cases, actually, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj asked Gopal Krishna Maharaj, I want Mahaprabhu to take interest in this Prabhupada case in Bombay. I read some affidavits. I was not there at that time, but I read. His sons have written in the court affidavit. What a opposition he got from his family. This old man is gone. Son is writing affidavit to enjoy after leaving his wife alone, enjoying with other ladies. This has happened. Even the family member people were not in his favor. The society was not in his favor. In America also things were not, but he was determined. Because he was sure that whatever he is preaching, that will change the world. He was so sure. And so he prepared, and we can see the result. What type of pure people we got. When Shyamananda, Shyam Sundar, once asked Prabhupada, I have to go out for some time. Well, where are you going? Well, I am going to jail. Why you are going to jail? Actually, you are going to jail, so that's all right. Because Prabhupada has faith. Whatever he has done, he must have. Prabhupada very jokingly said, Krishna was born in jail. Then he asked, why you are going? What was the reason? Prabhupada, I was dealing in drugs. Oh, I was also dealing with drugs and chemicals. You know, he has developed that relationship. And when he came out of the jail, before he has gone to jail, he has few thousand dollars in his pocket, and jail people, you know, they take money. When they put somebody in jail. So when he came back from jail, he got few thousand dollars. So he said, Srila Prabhupada, I want to go to London. I want to preach. I want to meet Beatles. And he has gone to London. And he was preaching to Beatles and George Harrison. Srila Prabhupada asked him, can you ask George to give some money so I can print Krishna book? Shyam Sundar Prabhu was very hesitant to actually ask. But Krishna has a plan. On that night, there was big thing happened. Harikun, and see, so much light has gone immediately. And immediately, Harrison said, okay, I'll give $18,000. And this Krishna book was published. If you read the preface, George Harrison has written on it, on the first page.
the mercy of Radha Rani.
So the Prabhupada, for every small thing, we cannot understand the activity of a pure devotee. What he has done, I have to complete in short. I will not go in that detail, but his life was, total life was from his father. He was so wonderful devotee. He has gone to Rath Yatra, and from that Rath Yatra, you know, he was taking out of Rath Yatra at his residence with the help of father, and finally throughout the world. We see Rath Yatras. The name of the devotee who was taxi driver, he was earning money and giving Prabhupada that money. Night time he was driving taxi. Just Janan. And day time he was making this Rath. Srila Prabhupada took. He met his Guru Maharaj in 1922. In 1933, he took Diksha. In 1944, he started a magazine, Back to Godhead. 1955, though he left, but 1955, he took sannyas. 1966, he has established ISKCON movement. He has done several things. Back to Godhead means this BBT. He constituted a society, GVC body, several things. In 1966 when he has gone, and 1970, only he got 12 years. 65 to 67. 77. He created a worldwide movement by the so many things which he has done. I will not go in that detail, but I will like to mention, because my time will get over, I will like to mention something which Srila Prabhupada has asked us to do, to make this Hare Krishna movement famous in the world. So those hundreds of things which Prabhupada has done, but the principle, the guidelines Prabhupada has given are four important things. The books are the basis. If we don't take books as basis, one person who has done PhD on Gita Govinda, he was confused. He asked a question. I agree Krishna is personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality of God. But I cannot understand why he was playing, dancing, the wife of other people at dead of night. I cannot understand. He has done PhD on Gita Govinda. Because he has not studied Prabhupada books. Any fool, if he'll read even this Krishna book, but why Prabhupada wanted this Krishna book? Because he was not sure that he will reach up to 10th canto and he will survive. In Krishna book, if we read the Ras dance, in the last dance it is clearly mentioned that Krishna was 8 years old. And Ishvara Sarvabhutana Hridaya Se Yajan Tishtati. If Lord is sitting in everybody's heart, and if he comes out of the heart and he started dancing with the same person with whose, in whose heart he is sitting, what wrong he has done when he is 8 years old? In the conclusion of Ras dance chapter, Srila Prabhupada means that sloka says, anybody who will study this chapter, conclusion, 10th canto, 33 chapter, 39 verse. If anybody who will study this sincerely, he will reach to the stage of controlling his sex desire. Vasana, he will have control over Vasana. This material world is completely based on Vasana. If you remove sex life from the life of the people, nobody will work even one day. Everything is running in this material world because of sex. That's why you see in every advertisement when the lady is not needed, their photo is published. So Srila Prabhupada has given us something so wonderful. And second thing, Prabhupada has given us parampara. This science of Gita, science of God, we cannot understand by material education. It has to come in parampara, which is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam. This has to come in parampara. And this parampara is all stated in Bhagavad Gita. We read how it started from Krishna, Brahma, Narad, and finally, coming from Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaurakushudas, Babaji Bhakti Siddhant, Prabhupada. This is 32 number. It's coming parampara. This science of God is stated in Bhagavad Gita itself. Then only people can understand it. This first thing is book of basis. Second thing is preaching is essence. Prabhupada said in 18th chapter 68 verse, O Arjuna, anybody who is talking about me to other devotees, they are very dear to me. And 69, there is nobody more dear to me than the person who talks about this subject. There is nothing more important in total Bhagavad Gita than talking about Krishna to other devotees. This is the gist of total Bhagavad Gita. When I asked Gaurahari Prabhu once, why you have given up the job of Google? I'm surprised. People will think you people are crazy. And he asked me, what is the conclusion of Gita? I said, I don't want to tell you. I can tell you the conclusion of Gita. I might have quoted this Sarvadharman Partaje. I'm not going to tell you, but I want to know from you. Because you have understood the purpose of Gita, or you have understood the gist of Gita. That's why you have given up Google job and you taken 1 crore job, you have given up and taken job of 11 lakh rupees. You tell me, what is the conclusion of Gita? He says, conclusion of Gita is 18th chapter, 68 verse. O Arjun, anybody who is talking about me to other devotees, I want to do. Because, you see, Srila Prabhupada tried 33 years in India. Nobody was interested. I will like to teach this science of God to IITians because they have brain to understand. That's why I have not taken the Jew Google's job. So Srila Prabhupada has given us so much. So this preaching is the essence. And one girl came to me. I was giving class somewhere. So she asked me afterwards, Prabhuji, I want to meet you. Not Prabhuji. She not devotee. So she said, I want to meet you. Okay, what purpose? I want to do PhD in Bhagavad Gita. So I said, I'm not the right person. But I can tell you one thing. She says, you are in movement for last 42 years. Can you tell me? This is a recent thing. So I said, I'm not the right person to teach you or tell you about Bhagavad Gita philosophy. But I can tell you, if you follow these four things, Krishna will reveal everything to you and you will understand the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Then you can write everything. Just like an example, you know, one professor came from America, from Berkeley University, to find out ISKCON wanted to open a chapter on teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Berkeley University. He came to India and he gone to Mayapur and he had gone to Vrindavan and we had lunch program at Krishnachand Prabhu's place. So, and we were 10-12 people were invited to come there, Brishwanu Prabhu, Naji, Sinaji, and many other people. So, see, I asked, he said, what is the study you are, purpose of your? He said, I came to find out what is this Chaitanya movement. And he said, people take PhD bookish knowledge only. Writing paper which has actually many times people don't know what is written in the papers. But I have seen the Chaitanya philosophy in the life of the people. Whatever Chaitanya has taught, I am seeing in the lives of the people here. The way you do the work, the way you take care of your family, the way you people are taking spiritual life seriously, taking care, association, serving people. This is Chaitanya philosophy. I am seeing in my day-to-day life what is Chaitanya philosophy. I have not seen this type of practical demonstration of any philosophy which I am on, any religion which I have seen in this Chaitanya philosophy. So, it says, and third thing, I'm very afraid of Baldev Prabhu. Third thing and fourth, ultimate utility is the principle. Just see, yesterday, Gaurang Prabhu was offering, means, bhoga. Usually it is never done. They put curtain. But utility is the principle. You know, Sunday, temple is everywhere closed in the afternoon time. Utility is the principle. This is the point we have to understand, that how this, you know, Krishna conscious movement is not on ritual. Whatever is essential according to time, place and circumstances, people make change in the situation so that this movement can go around the world. And purity is yours. I have already told you, just like that story of Berkeley University professor. And we, so the purity source, so this is just like example I already gave, this Shyam Sundar Prabhu. You know, how pure these people are. They can, you see, he arranged Pandal program in 1971 at Cross Maidan. And by his mercy, we got Radhana Swami in that program. No, Loknath Swami also came there in that time. But he arranged that program of Cross Maidan. So we can understand it. You see, there are purity in some people. A material example, people will not like it. Modi is trying his best because his purity. He was also in Himalaya. Actually, people have to go to Himalaya to get purity. Yeah, Ramdev or Maharaj or this man, Modi. So, he may not be very successful. People may not, some people may not be liking. Just like, people may criticize ISKCON also. I ask them, give me another alternative, which is better than ISKCON. ISKCON may be having many fault. Modi may be having many fault. Show me another person. Show me another institution. So the purity is the most important part in Srila Prabhupada has given. And my time is over. So what I'm feeling that Srila Prabhupada, whatever he has done, I can narrate in its short, starting the Krishna Society he has given. He has given Bhagavad Gita throughout the world. He has created Govinda Restaurant throughout the world. He has given farm communities. Actually, at this time, we have 800 and, though when Prabhupada left, we are 108 centers. Now we have 830 centers around the world which with form communities, gurukuls and temples and other things. University. Rath Yatra Prabhupada has given. Back to Godhead magazine, I already said. Book distribution. Sunday feast. And once I have gone to Tirupati Balaji. With the Maharaj took a trip of several hundred people, thousand people. And somebody introduced the head of the Pujari to me. The head Pujari of this man, Mahaprabhu Das, is an advocate and this and that. So he was telling me, head Pujari was telling me, we are nothing before your temple, ISKCON. We, whatever ISKCON is doing, we cannot do the way they do things systematically. The time they deity worship, starting in the morning, the type of deity worship, the dresses, the food offering, everything you people are doing. We are only paid people. We are doing puja of Tirupati Balaji by taking salary.
You people, your people are working without charging anything. You are doing better than us, whatever we can do. That's the way Srila Prabhupada has spread this Hare Krishna movement throughout the world by his purity. And he has created several pure devotees, and by the help of those pure devotees, this movement will spread around the world. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Devotees are requested to be seated. We have a short video on Srila Prabhupada.